Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hello, everybody. How are you? I am coming to you live from the La Quinta North Airport Hotel at the Atlanta Airport, Atlanta, Georgia, on a wonderful day. And it's kind of nice because I just got here. I'm going to be staying here tonight. And I just got here looking for a place to plug in the phone, make sure that everything charges up well and that we're in good shape. I have found that. And lo and behold, it's kind of on the other side of the main entrance of the hotel, a little business conference center with some couches set up here, and I am the only guy in this facility. So I am just completely comfortable sitting in a nice, soft, you know, couch kind of set up here, power cord plugged in, and as I've said before on this show, if you have a phone, you can have a radio show, and you can do it from all over the United States and the world. We have done this show from the airport in Rome, Italy. We have done it from a hotel lobby in Bern, Switzerland. We have done it from a parking lot in God knows where, Wisconsin. I can't remember which one. Anyway, just lots of places where we've done this show from, and it's just an amazing thing. You can do it from around the world. Hats off to the BBS Radio TV guys who are just fabulous, and Don and Doug Newsom, the founders of the network, do such a great job. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio and do a radio show that is very flexible, goes out to 49 countries, call me, and we'll talk, and I'll tell you what my experience has been for the last couple of years. This is the world's longest-running junk removal radio show, and I'm here to tell you, most of the guys in the junk removal business are not getting on the radio and talking about what they're doing. But this kid is, because we have so much fun. We do so many different things. We just have a great time with it, and we try to do a lot of good for people. So anyway, I am here having a great time in Atlanta. I'll tell you more about the story of why I'm here a little bit later. I keep some notes during the week of things that I want to talk about. One of the things I wanted to talk about are kind of the way some people do business. I love to do business. I love to try to do it creatively. I love to try to kind of outsmart the competition. And I'm just going to share with you a couple of things that we've done, plus some junk removal tips that you can put to work along the way. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, which is where we're headquartered, we're in Rockville, Maryland. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, you can call into the show, and we will give you, we'll just take your name and number down, and then the producers will give me your name and number afterwards, and we will get to you and give you a special discount for a junk removal voucher. It's good for a pickup truck of junk removal, normally $229. We do it for $79. In the Washington, D.C. area, if you call in during the radio show. And it's a very simple thing to do, and we enjoy doing it, and we've had customers do it, and it's a great deal. So let me tell you a bit, a couple of things going on. This last week, we have taken a truck from Enterprise Rental Truck, which we really love those guys, 16-foot stake body truck, and we will take it out during the day and load it up with various hauling jobs. And ideally, what happens is you get paid to go do the jobs, and then while you're there, they have some metal stuff that they want to get rid of, and you throw that in, and you take that to the recycling center, and they will pay you for the metal as you unload it. We have had jobs, one we did this week where we're in Herndon, Virginia. The people who own the home, and I think the home is sold now, are now clearing it out, and they have three large sheds in the backyard. Not just one shed, three. And one of them is almost twice as big as either of the other two. So they saw an ad of ours on Craigslist, and I have to kind of ramble a little bit here, but I'm going to put in a plug for Craigslist. If you have a business, a service, any kind of a thing that you're offering, you can go in on Craigslist, and for $5, you can put an ad on Craigslist that will stay there for 30 days. That's it, $5. And we have had so much success with this in the Washington, D.C. area. On the one hand, you kind of say, well, how many people are still going to Craigslist, you know, to get their latest information? On the other hand, you say, well, somebody is, because we keep getting calls to do this job. So this guy in Herndon, Virginia, saw our ad for scrap metal, where we pick up scrap metal for free, and then we give you a discount if you want some junk removed that's not metal at the same time. We pretty much do it just to see what kind of jobs we get with scrap metal, but we've had a lot of success, thousands of dollars in scrap metal money we have made by just going around and picking stuff up for free. The guy in Herndon sees our ad, calls us, says, hey, you know, you guys come to Herndon? Yes, we do. He sends me a few photos, and he shows me the largest shed with the door off that is jam-packed with stuff, much of which looks to be metal. I said, yeah, we can do that. We'll haul that away, sure. Well, it turns out that they had some other guys go in and pull all the stuff out. They threw all the metal on one pile and all the junk on another pile. The junk, it's interesting when you go through and, you know, haul off somebody's junk, you learn a little bit about them, or at least what they did or what they like. In this case, it is hundreds and hundreds of old library videotapes, VHSs, many of which are for kids. So I feel like we're cleaning out a shed for somebody that just stored a bunch of stuff from a library they cleaned out, maybe a school library. I don't know what it was, but just a bunch of stuff that they have cleaned out, and we're hauling it all away. But in addition to that, somebody did a lot of work with aluminum, and there was all kinds of scrap aluminum, clean aluminum, hard to describe it, I guess, in a lot of ways. But aluminum, they will give you much more at the scrapyard for aluminum than they will regular metal. Regular metal, if you just take a magnet and you stick it to a metal handle, it will stick to that handle. That tells you it's metal. If you put it up to a piece of aluminum, it will not stick. Same with brass, same with copper. That's how you differentiate what's metal and what's not. In Montgomery County, Maryland, they pay you 5 cents a pound for metal. They pay you 25 cents a pound if you have aluminum that is what they call dirty aluminum. That means it's got some steel bolts in it, or, you know, like one of these razor scooters that you kind of push along, you know, and have a scooter like that, or some patio chairs that are aluminum, but they still have the cloth woven in for the seat and for the back. Stuff like that is dirty aluminum. But if you have clean aluminum, which, lots of different types, you know, the edges of a screen, the window screen, where you take the screen part out and you just have the edge left. That's aluminum. That's clean aluminum. Clean aluminum, they pay 45 cents a pound. So think about this. If you come across some clean aluminum, they'll pay you 45 cents a pound for it. If you have just regular metal, they'll pay you 5 cents a pound. Clean aluminum is 9 times better than the other stuff. And that's just the way it is. I mean, so we're always sorting through what we get, and a magnet is a man's best friend in the scrap metal business. Well, it turns out that in this case, somebody did an awful lot with aluminum because they had buckets and trash cans full of small aluminum, clean aluminum stuff. The bottom line is we loaded up a load of metal. We took it over to the scrap metal yard. They paid us $422 to give them all the metal and the aluminum. Now, that's not bad. That's not bad for, you know, getting paid to empty your truck. In the junk removal business, you load up the junk in the truck, you go to the county dump, and they charge $70 a ton to get rid of the stuff. So whereas in the junk removal business, you have to pay to empty your truck, in the scrap metal business, you get paid. And that's much better. And that's just a good deal. So anyway, we've had some fun with this. We took out so far 2 16-foot box truck loads of junk. Many of these, like I said, hundreds and hundreds of videotapes. And the back-breaking part of that work is that you have to grab those suckers, you know, one or two or three at a time, and bag them up, throw them in a bag, tie the bag up. Then you drag the bag about, I don't know, 30 yards through the backyard to get over to where the gate is to where you can put it on the truck. Thank heavens the truck has a hydraulic lift. We load up the bags on the lift. We get 5 or 6 on there. We hit the button. The button goes up and dump it and go back and get some more. So it's taken us 2 days just to load up these trucks. But $400 and another $1,000 to haul away the other stuff, all from a $5 Craigslist ad. So I have a lot of great things to say about Craigslist ads. First, they're so inexpensive. Second, you can post them geographically centered in your area to whatever area you want to target. And we put a number of these in the Washington, D.C. area, and they run for 30 days. And boy, do these babies pay for themselves. I just don't know where you can go to get this kind of coverage for $5 that makes this kind of money. It's really quite amazing. So anyway, that's one job we've done in Herndon, Virginia, and that has gone well. We're happy with that. Another one that we've done was in Laurel, Maryland, where another guy saw our ad on Craigslist, and he said, hey, do you come to Laurel, Maryland? Laurel is about 20 miles east of Rockville, Maryland. We said, sure. We go all over the country, by the way, not chasing scrap metal, but doing junk removal jobs. But I said, yeah, we do. So he said, okay, great. Well, he is remodeling a home, basically cleaning out a home that he rented to a lady who turned out to be a hoarder. And he complained, you know, when you interview somebody to be your renter, everything looks good and the references are good and everything looks fine and you turn over the keys, right? Well, lo and behold, she's a hoarder. And after 3 years of being in there, just really trashed the place with all kinds of stuff. So he saw our ad and he said, hey, I've got a bunch of metal over here. Do you want to come and get it? Well, we did a few nights ago. Went out and grabbed a bunch of miscellaneous stuff from inside the house, including computers, TVs, which are a lot. There's a lot of metal, a lot of plastic, but there's also a lot of metal in there. Pipes, you know, different kinds of things. But also in a shed that he has, he had a very large riding lawnmower, big yellow, I forget the brand name, big yellow riding lawnmower, and just some miscellaneous, a couple of bikes and some other stuff. So it's a great thing to have a hydraulic lift in our business because when you get these big, heavy, stinking, you know, riding lawnmowers, I have loaded those things more than once, by the way, into the back of a pickup truck by myself. Not easy. It's a physics thing. You got to figure out the angles, and you got to figure out how do I cut down the amount of height between the top of the tailgate where I'm going to put it and the cement that it's going to be on. But anyway, there are ways to do it, and I've loaded them myself, but this one that was in this garage was just too big. It's way big. Took a second guy out there with me, and the other night, two nights ago, I think it was, picked up the front end because the tires were flat. The rubber was actually off the wheels. Picked up the front end. Back tires were fine. Rolled it out of the shed. Did a big U-turn. Rolled the back tires up onto the lift gate. Hit the button so the lift gate goes up, and then we stood in front of it and just managed the front so that it didn't fall off. Got that baby up in the truck. Later that night, it turns out, someone else had a riding lawnmower up by Baltimore. I went over to get it. It was in their driveway. Put the lift gate down, take the lawnmower, roll it up onto the lift gate, turn it sideways because then it fits. All four wheels are on the lift gate, and boom, press a button, and that little baby lifts it right up, and then you just push it on the truck. And, man, is that easier than trying to, you know, muscle your way up into a truck. So it's been kind of fun. And I've even had this thought, you know, you get these riding lawnmowers. We get a bunch of them, and they come in different colors depending on the brand name. John Deere, you know, yellow and green, right? Craftsman, gray and red. I've just had this thought, you know, some of these run, too, or may not need very much help to get them to run. What about just taking these and take them to a mechanic and make sure that they run well, and then doctor them up so that they represent your favorite football team, pro or college, and then sell them. And it might, I don't know, crazy idea, probably, might make some money, but I would think a Green Bay Packers fan would love to go out and mow their front and backyard on a John Deere riding lawnmower that has a Green Bay Packers logo on it and looks like it's, you know, Packers memorabilia. I don't know if you can do that without getting permission from the NFL or from the Green Bay Packers or college teams that you might do, but it seems to me a lot of people would pay a few bucks to have a tractor that's customized. I get this idea from Wisconsin, where I went to do a job a few years ago, in the process of driving to the location, past this amazing 1950s Packard automobile done in green and yellow to represent the Green Bay Packers. And I guess when this man goes to Lambeau Field for a game, they've got a spot reserved for him where he backs that thing up and everybody gets to walk past it and see it. And it's a tremendous marketing piece for the Packers and a tremendous car to look at. Why couldn't you do the same thing with a riding lawnmower and class it up a little bit and let somebody feel like they're out there with their, you know, winning football team mowing the lawn instead of just riding on a brand name tractor? I think that might be kind of a fun idea, and I might explore that, and if anything develops, I'll let you know. But anyway, we're going to take a break real quick for a minute. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on the BBS Radio Network, and we're coming to you live from the La Quinta North Hotel Business Conference Center, just north of the Atlanta International Airport. Busiest airport in the world, I'm told. Maybe it's North America, but I think it's the world. And I saw this morning, by the way, number one ranked airport in either the world or North America. It was pretty impressive. So anyway, great airport. We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, welcome back to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook, coming to you from the La Quinta North Hotel in Atlanta, Georgia. Having a great time here. Everything is good, and it's been busy. Here's a fun thing for you, a good story. We did a job down here about 3 weeks ago that I talked about on the show, an older gentleman and his wife, wonderful people, struggling to survive on just their Social Security as their only source of income in their retirement years. And they had us go and clean out a bunch of stuff from their house. She apparently was a jewelry maker, a costume jewelry designer and maker, kind of a craft type person who put together lots of stuff. We even bought a carry-on bag at Goodwill that we filled just with this costume jewelry, and it probably weighed 50 pounds, maybe something like that. Took it back to Maryland, took it to a lady that's been on our show before who does jewelry purchasing, you know, from us and then reselling, thinking based on the quantity of stuff we were taking that this was going to be a multiple $1,000 deal. I was quite excited. And if it had been that, then we would take a third of that money, basically 35% of that money, and turn around and give it to the people in Covington, Georgia, about 30 miles east of Atlanta. Well, turns out I was so excited waiting to get her text that made an offer of how much we could get for the stuff. We got that text a few days ago, and the offer was for $20.12. And I was just flat out disappointed. $20. I went, oh my gosh. I couldn't believe it. There was one piece in there, kind of a star-shaped sterling silver piece that caught her eye that she was willing to pay $20 for. All the rest of it is just craft stuff. So we've got another. I picked it up last night. I thought thousands of dollars was going to come my way. I was wrong. I picked it up last night, and it turns out that we're going to take it to a lady in our church whose daughters love to get on the web and sell, you know, homemade kind of stuff. I don't know if it's an Etsy thing that they're doing or what it might be. But we're going to turn it over to them, see if they want to sell some of it. If they do, then we'll get a percentage, and we'll kind of leverage our business a little bit. I talked originally about the vouchers that we do on the show, the $79 vouchers, but I forgot to give you the phone number to call if you want to call in the Washington, D.C. area, only in the D.C. area. We love you in Lexington, Kentucky, but we can't come there for $79 in the Holloway at pickup truck of stuff. But in the Washington, D.C. area, you can call 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And talk to our producer, Don, give him your name and number. He'll then give that to me after the show, and we will contact you with a special link that allows you to go in and buy a pickup truck of junk removal for $79. So here's another interesting thing. Speaking of Laurel, Maryland, and I think I mentioned this in the last week's show, we went out there and did a job for Sam's Club, and we got a lot of metal from Sam's Club. They heard about us on Craigslist. We went to Leesburg, Virginia, a good 45 minutes west of Rockville, Maryland, and out there kind of in Civil War country, to be honest with you. But we went out there about a month ago. A guy has beautiful property with his kids and wife and family and stuff. I don't think when we were there, I think we saw four or five kids. 10-year-old kid hopped on a riding lawnmower tractor with a trailer on the back of it and hauled some firewood over to the house. And these kids, none of them had a phone. They were just busy. They were interacting with each other. They were happy, and they were having a good time. And I just thought, you know what? Somebody's doing something right. with all these kids on that setting. But he had a large open-air shed, kind of a covering there, that he had stacked a bunch of metal in, including a whole bunch of copper over the years, telling himself that he was going to go and take it into a scrapyard someday. He never did it. In the meantime, the next day, his 8-year-old son was having a birthday, and they're going to have a party there, and he wanted to get all the stuff out of this shed. So he called us. Anyway, long story short, there was an awful lot of copper pipe in there. We ended up getting over $1,000 for it, and that's worth a drive to Leesburg, Virginia. So it's just fascinating. But again, all from a $5 Craigslist ad, which I think is just one of the most amazing things that's out there that can be used for any kind of business at any time. So another interesting thing, you try to pride yourself on how you're doing things and what you're doing. That another call that we got from Craigslist was for an apartment complex in Alexandria, Virginia. They have a big storage unit where they throw metal stuff like appliances and whatever from some of their apartments. They called us and said, "We've got a bunch of metal down here. Do you want to come get it?" We said, "Sure." Well, we did. We hauled it away one night, and we left a bunch of junk that was not metal in the container or in the area. Well, I got a call about 2 weeks later from the same guy who said, "Look, we'd like to pay you $500 a month to just come keep this area clean. Is that a good deal?" And I said, "Well, how much do you normally pay people?" And he says, "Well, we have some folks here that like to come around in their pickup trucks, and we'll pay them, $250 to haul away some stuff." But he said, "I don't want to deal with that. I want somebody dependable. I want somebody I can count on. I want somebody who's got a big truck who can come in and get rid of a lot of this stuff in one shot." And so we picked up a contract, a verbal contract, for $500 a month to clean out this apartment complex. Now, you think about that for a minute, and I did the math, and I thought, that's a great deal. That's $6,000 a year from one client. I mean, that's not bad. That's what we like to do. And we'll go down there maybe twice a month and just haul off whatever is in that area. If you've got 166 of those, you've got $1 million business. So I came home a few weeks ago, and I started Googling apartment complexes in our, main area, let's say Rockville, Maryland. And it pulls up, a list of apartment complexes. And so I then went in and created a spreadsheet with the name and the address. And my goal was to do 10 per day. So that's what I've done. 10 apartments per day. And when you get 30 of them on there, you can then print out on Avery mailing labels these addresses. I addressed it to the facilities/maintenance manager. And it basically says, "We pick up scrap metal for free," and shows a before and after picture of the job we did at the Alexandria location, so they get a sense of just exactly, what we do. Now I'm going to be sending out, I think I have 4 pages of these typed up now. It's 120 of them. And if you log in or create a database of 10 of these things, a day, and you do that for, let's say, 25 days a month, you'll add 250 names, mailing addresses, into your database that you can then turn around, just reprint the same labels out, use it again, and do another special, for these apartment complexes. And in our business, we're looking for one stop where lots of stuff gets thrown away and needs to be hauled away. Apartment complexes are great candidates for that. So I was quite thrilled that we at least had picked up one contract, and I thought, Waste Management, the guy that founded Waste Management, a pretty smart guy, where he basically worked 2 jobs, one during the day, one at night, worked his tail off, and created Waste Management to go out and just, put their small dumpsters or bins or whatever around town and then just run around and pick them all up. Great idea, great concept, very successful business. So anyway, I was tickled to have that happen. If you have questions, by the way, during this show about anything having to do with junk removal or you know, kind of getting your estate in order and how the junk removal guys fit into that, or anything having to do with scrap metal, or where do you take something to get rid of it or whatever, just call the show. You can call us anytime, 888-627-6008, and we will be happy to answer your questions, tell you what we can about what we're doing and how to do it and how to be successful at it. We've done this for about 20 years now, and we enjoy doing it. We have a lot of fun doing it. We meet lots of great people in doing it, and it's very gratifying for people to say, oh, you guys were a godsend, or, you know, thank you so much for coming to help us out, or, you know, you guys are angels, or whatever they might say. And that makes us feel pretty good. It makes you feel like you're useful and you're providing a good service and that somebody appreciates what you're doing. And that's really the bottom line of it. Now, I got to tell you how some other people do this. We're going into scrap metal yards all the time, and we see a lot of our friends in there with their pickup trucks. Many of those trucks are kind of beaten up pieces of metal, basically. But a lot of these guys will, in fact, while I was doing some stuff the other day, just kind of parked across the street from the scrap metal yard, I just noticed three of our scrap metal competitors, one at a time, came through the parking lot that I was in, drove around to the back of Ferguson Electronics, what we'll call it. It's not electronics, it's Ferguson something else, in Rockville, Maryland, where they deal with lots of kitchen stuff and piping and cabinets and sinks and et cetera. And why are they doing it? They're looking for scrap metal that's been sitting out in the back that somebody wants to get rid of. We have contacted and have worked with heating and plumbing and air conditioning companies who will let contractors bring in an old water heater and take it off their truck and replace it with a new water heater. And then they call guys like us to come and pick up all the old water heaters that are sitting in their facility. Many times when we do that, there'll be a dozen water heaters there. That's a lot of weight. And you'll note that there are brass fittings and copper pipes on those water heaters, which we can pull off fairly quickly or cut and get more money for, instead of just the regular 5 cents a pound, which is what we'll get for a water heater. So anyway, if you have questions, if you're in a situation where you've got a relative, you need to get something cleaned out, there are emotional ties to what you're doing that you're having trouble dealing with, and et cetera, give us a call, 888-627-6008. Be happy to tackle your problem here on the air, give you our best advice, and help you out with what you're trying to do. Innovation and creativity go a long way in advertising and in the business world. And I took a self-aptitude test one time that put me in the top one half of 1% of all the creative people in the United States. And I thought, oh, that's pretty good. So I'll take that. And I have no trouble doing that at all. Couple of other just basic things. We came down the road yesterday, and I took a picture of this, which I ought to post. But sometimes you just see something in front of you on the road that causes you to stop and kind of mentally stop, and your heart kind of goes out for the person that's driving the truck. We saw a small, we'll call it a Toyota pickup truck yesterday. We pulled in right behind it on the street. A gentleman, probably a little bit of an older gentleman, driving the truck. In the back, it was full of drinks, like, you know, six packs of ginger ale or Sprite or root beer or orange soda or whatever it might be. Bunch of boxes of food, grocery store items, if you will, many of them bottles, like six packs and stuff of different beverages. and the back of the truck was filled with these. Now, when you look at them, you can. I first thought when we pulled up behind him that this was a truck of recyclables, like a bunch of plastic bottles that were empty that he was going to recycle. Turns out it's not. It's all food, and it's jammed to the gills. But the other thing that is a telltale sign is that you can also look into the front of the truck from behind and tell how much stuff is in the front of the truck. This guy's front of the truck was completely full on the passenger side of just stuff. You can't tell exactly what, but it was completely full of passenger stuff that just makes you second guess what's going on here. Anyway, it was an amazing thing, and I think we had stumbled onto a hoarder who, by and large, loves to just go acquire things at a good price. Never use them, just let them grow old, but you acquire them at a good price, and then you feel like, oh, I must be a pretty smart shopper or something. You know, we've had situations in the past, and here's a warning for you, where we had a gentleman in a small red compact car, older gentleman, would go around and collect the free printed newspaper sales of the local grocery store. And he would look for the stuff that looks decent and could be put up for sale, and or not for sale, it could be purchased at a deal. And he would fill up his car with it. He would fill up the front, he would fill up the back seat, he would fill up trunk, and then he would take it all home. Well, he called us one day to go to his apartment and help clean out some stuff. His apartment was like a mouse maze. It was jammed full of cardboard boxes of mostly food items that had expired, and it went from floor to ceiling. I grabbed one crate, basically, of Snickers bars that had been expired for over 2 years. And I pointed out to him, I said, hey, these Snickers bars expired 2 years ago. And his comment was, that doesn't matter, they'll still taste good. But the fact is, he's never going to eat one of them. He doesn't have time. You can't eat, one person can't eat all the food that he had stashed there. But the other problem with the situation is that he was a smoker. And lo and behold, we got a call one day that his apartment had caught on fire with the smoke cigarette butts, I guess, that were around, and all the cardboard that he had in his living room, front room, whatever. It caught on fire, and 22 families in the apartment complex had to be evacuated. And the irony of it is, he would also say, he would then pay us, always in cash, he would pay us to take some of the stuff from his apartment and go put it into a storage unit where he's never going to do anything with it. And he pays these fees month in and month out for the storage unit and for the apartment, but you can't move in either one because they're so jammed full of stuff. It's quite an amazing sight to watch. It really is. But anyway, God bless them. I think sometimes people just love the deal. They love to buy something that's on sale. Whether they use it or not is kind of irrelevant. They just want to get it on sale, and they're feeling pretty good about it if they can. And more power to them. That's fine. But it also can get out of hand, and we see it more often than we would like to say, but we do see it quite a bit in our business. And one of the ways to deal with it, just be very patient and understanding with these people. Don't try and tell them what to do. Just be there to assist them and help them and encourage them and let them call the shots. And hopefully they will get some of the stuff decluttered a little bit at a time is kind of the key phrase that we like to use. We got a call yesterday to go out and do an estimate in Montgomery Village, Maryland, for some people that are moving out of a condo. A condo's on the second floor, a bunch of steps to get up there from the main driveway area, we'll call it. And it was a couple of box trucks full of stuff they had in there, quite heavy stuff, cabinets, china cabinets, large clothing containers, bookshelves, kitchen tables and chairs, kind of the bigger, bulkier stuff that you would see around somebody's home. And we estimated it was two truckloads of stuff, which is $695 apiece. That's about a $1,400 job. It was referred by a realtor, so we give 10% off. And if you pay 10%, if you pay the whole thing in full up front, which you don't have to do, that's just an option, we give you another 10% off. So a $1,400 job can turn into about a, you know, $1,160 job approximately. We sent that off to the realtor. The realtor texted me back this morning and said, these crazy people are going to try and do this themselves. And I thought, well, have fun. That's an awful lot of heavy furniture that's got to come down two flights of stairs. So good luck with it, and I hope nobody breaks their back. Anyway, you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But that's life in the junk removal business. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. We're going to take a break for a quick minute. And, again, recognize our network, the BBS Radio TV Network. You can listen to the show live on bbsradio.com. And we're proud to be on their network, and they do a great job. We'll be back in just a minute to wrap up the show with a third segment. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show. I'm your host, Alan Cook.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
There you go. Isn't that a great commercial cutout there that they do? Wonderful, wonderful guys at BBS Radio. They do a terrific job. So we're open for any questions you might have about junk removal stuff or what you should look for or tips on how to get rid of stuff. I'm a big fan of putting time on your side and not fighting against it. For example, in your apartment or your condo or your home, you know, you have probably some extra stuff in there, but you didn't bring that all into the condo or the home at once. You did it over time. And one of the ways to get rid of it in kind of a strategic, low-cost, do-it-yourself manner is to go over to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy a box of their contractor bags. Runs about $25. These are 30-gallon thick black bags that you can tie together at the top when you're done. And just start to fill them up either with trash or with stuff you want to donate, or with metal, or et cetera, from different rooms, different locations in your house. If you just did one bag in a week, just take one day and say, okay, today we're going to get rid of one bag of stuff, and you just fill up that bag, or if you just put the bag in a visible spot where you're going to walk past it a lot, and during the week you go, oh, yeah, that's right, here's something else that could go in there, or here's something else that could go in there. So you gradually fill it up over the week. You'll haul away 52 bags of stuff in a year. And it takes 15 to 20 bags of that size to fill up a pickup truck of stuff, which we would charge $229 for. So if you're hauling away 50 of those, you're hauling away anywhere from 2 to 3 pickup truck loads of stuff. Right? And that runs, you know, say $450 to about $700 in junk removal costs. And our rates are really good to get rid of it if you call us to have us come and get it. Now, maybe you don't want to mess around with it. Maybe you don't want to collect it yourself. But if you think about the idea that you can get paid to remove the junk yourself as you're doing this different stuff, that's not a bad gig. That's a pretty good idea. And you can do it, and it's amazing how fast things add up, and you get rid of it quickly, and it should work well for you, all things considered. So anyway, that's a little trick. Put time on your side. Don't fight against it. Be careful about getting emotionally attached to stuff. This is a big one in our business. People just hate to let go of stuff. We did an estimate, or we went over to an estimate in Leisure World, an apartment complex a couple of days ago, for 55 and older residents in Silver Spring, Maryland. They have some high-rise apartments over there. A realtor had us come over, a guy named Mike had us come over to do an estimate. We went to the front door. We put in the key. The key turned a little bit to the right, but would not come back. And basically, the key got stuck in there. We took a pair of pliers and tried to pull it out. Didn't work. Tried to twist it to the right and to the left as gently as we could. And I was trying to twist it to the left and thought I was making progress when the key snapped. So in comes the locksmith, and you know, their turn next, and I'm still not sure what's going to happen there. But we haven't heard back yet. But the reason we were over there is because our realtor friend named Mike has a, I think it's a two-bedroom apartment there that he calls a hoarder situation. It's not as bad as some I've seen because he showed me some photos. But the couple that lived in there moved to California about 6 years ago, when her dad, I think, had some kind of a medical issue, and I think it could have been as bad as a stroke. And then this last year, the father passed away after they had sent him back over to Taiwan to live there. He then passed away. So now you've got a lady and her husband who for 6 years have not been in the apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland, in Leisure World, but are now trying to figure out what to do with the stuff. Now, an objective person stands back and says, look, you haven't used this stuff for 6 years. You've been just fine. Why in the world would it be important to you now? Someone who's emotionally attached to it is going to have trouble getting rid of it because they're going to say to themselves, oh, I need that, or oh, I need that, or oh, I can't get rid of that, or oh, grandma used to use that, or whatever. And that's where the problem comes in. So our friend Mike met us over there. We haven't been able to do the estimate yet because the key broke in the lock, but I'm very interested to go in and just scope it out personally and give them an idea about what it would cost to get it cleaned out. A relatively straightforward process that I'm hoping that we get and hoping that it comes through, and it should work out fine if we do get it. Couple of just other basic things that I can say. One of them is, and I love to do a shout out because I came to Atlanta early this morning, not really planning to come this early, but I've got a friend down here who was having a little bit of kind of some loneliness feelings and whatever, and just wanted somebody to come down and basically be here with her and give her a hug is kind of the gist. So yours truly hopped on a plane this morning. I realized at 4:30 this morning when she said, hey, can you come down and be here Thursday? That would be great. I found a flight, booked it on flyfrontier.com, $15 nonstop flight from Washington Dulles to Atlanta. That's the going rate if you are a Go Wild Pass member. A Go Wild Pass member pays $600 a year as an annual fee and then flies free for a year. And when I say free, what I mean is your airfare for a confirmed seat is only one penny. And then what you add into that is the airport taxes. To fly into Atlanta, it's about a $15 airport tax. So I flew down here this morning to basically help somebody out and kind of be here to give them a little bit of moral support, right? I spent the morning blowing off leaves of this lady's front yard and her backyard. It is a big backyard. It's a decent-sized front yard. It is now, and her driveway and her side yard, all leaf-free now, thanks to yours truly. And it just, I guess you chalk it up and say it's a nice thing to do for somebody you care about. And while I'm here, I can answer the phones and I can check voicemails and make sure that everything, you know, stays together back at home with the business. But boy, is it nice to get on a exit row seat with no extra charge. It's usually $50 extra. A confirmed seat. The total cost was $15. I board first after they board military and any families traveling with small children that needed extra time to get down the jetway, right? Then they board guys like me next, and I was the only guy in the exit row seats. There were others who came up and tried to sit in those seats, and the flight attendants told them they couldn't. It's a $50 surcharge. I don't pay that surcharge because I'm a frequent flyer. My seat reclines in row 13. Most of the seats on the plane do not. And my total cost was about $15.15 to fly to Atlanta this morning. So I will be flying back. I'm not sure what day I'm going back and how that's going to work, but I will be going back, and I'm sure it'll work out great. And it's been a good experience. I like Atlanta. I've come here a number of times, and the people here are wonderful. The airport is one of the best, if not the best, in the world, according to a sign that I saw this morning. And I like La Quinta. A shout out to them. They're a member of the Wyndham Resorts family. I am a Wyndham Resorts Diamond member, which is the highest you can be. I get lots of points. And so I stay at hotels like this around the country, really. I usually, if the hotel has a certain amount of points where you can book it for free, then I do that. If they don't have that option, I use up some points, a much smaller amount of points, and then pay a discounted rate for the room, which is what I did here or for tonight. As soon as I'm done with the radio show, I'll go check into the room. I'm about 3 minutes maybe from the Atlanta airport. I'm about 2 miles away from the home of the person I came down to help, and all is well. So anyway, and they were very excited to have me help them out. They bought me some lunch at Wendy's, and I'm sitting here looking at a small chocolate frosty that is melting slowly on the little table in front of me, but I do have a taco salad, and it turns out that I accidentally left the drink, I think, in the car of the person that brought me over. Yeah, I did. I came here without the drink. Oh, well, I got the frosty. Maybe we'll drink the drink later or something. But anyway, bottom line is life is great. There are great deals out there. You can travel inexpensively. Thank God for jets. Pursue your dreams. Don't give up. When you show up to haul away somebody's riding lawnmower and they say, oh, I'm sure you're not going to be able to get that by yourself, use that as an encouragement to prove them wrong and go ahead and do the job anyway. And, you know, I appreciate the greatness of a good challenge, and that when you overcome it and make something happen, good things happen for you, and that's a wonderful part of life. So enjoy what you're doing. I think it was Warren Buffett who said, he summed up when he would go around and talk to college campus students, and he would, you know, people would ask him about career choices. He summed it up in 4 words of what they should do. He simply said, do what you love. Because if you do what you love, they say you'll never work a day in your life. I, surprisingly enough, as a former stockbroker and a salesman, I really enjoy and love the junk removal business and the treasures that you find and the little extra amount of money that you make doing what we do, and I just think it's a blast. So Do what you love, have fun with what you do, and they say you'll never work a day in your life. If you're in a situation where you're not having fun and it's not working out, then make a change. Don't be afraid to make a change. You get one shot at life. Make it as fun as possible and make it an adventure along the way. I think God put us on the earth to have one great big adventure. And when that adventure ends, then it ends. But in the meantime, enjoy your life. Enjoy the talents that you've been given. Look out for other people and have a wonderful time each and every day. That's what I do, and hopefully it gets reflected through this radio show. Have a great week, everybody. We'll come to you next week. Might be from Europe, to be honest with you, on Thanksgiving Day. We'll let you know. But come every Thursday, 3 o'clock, listen to the Junk Refund Show, where we try to help you get the junk out of your home, out of your garage, and also out of your life. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next Thursday at 3 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.